And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss, and welcome back to Allegedly. And today we have a very special guest, a co-podcaster.
An author.
Yes.
And reality star and model and everything and mother and always in the news.
yeah, that's true.
Brandi Glanville.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey, I'm clapping for myself. Yay.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing this. Podcast is on Podcast One.
Yeah.
And is called
Brandi Glanville Unfiltered.
Okay. And people can listen to it. Do you put it out weekly or
yes.
is it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's generally weekly unless I'm off doing some reality prison show where I can't leave. But yes, it is.
Oh my
weekly.
God. That's a great idea for a show. Celebrities in prison.
That's well, that's what it was basically.
Oh my God.
That's just Teresa Guidetti.
Oh yeah.
That's already been done. How do you say
I think it's been done a lot with like Lindsay Paris.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
True. But I'd love to, you know, just put him in the, see what happens.
A padded room and
that's
watch people.
Great.
Can we cuss or no? No cussing.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. This is an explicit podcast.
Explicit?
So, yeah, it says it on iTunes. It says
true.
Explicit.
We're explicit, so, Brandi.
Mine does, too.
And wait until I tell my story, and then we'll get really explicit. So I have explained to Brandi the format for the show, and she is ready to take the judge's seat.
Okay.
Round one is the story section.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go first.
Okay, good.
He's bossy, right?
Yeah.
Him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's very bossy and he gets like...
Someone's got to be.
I mean, he turns into like just like a, sometimes like a strong young woman.
Wow.
It's only in those moments that I'm actually attracted to him.
Right.
But otherwise...
So he's not actually a bottom.
No. I don't know what he is. And I don't want to ask.
Perfect.
As far as I'm concerned, they're only allowed to do blowjobs.
All right. Okay.
Perfect lead into my story.
Okay.
All right. So can I get the clock, please? And now this is my story. What I love about Brandi is she's a feisty, right?
Yeah.
And so she doesn't hold back. And so I'm not holding back. I'm going to tell a story that I don't tell to anybody. And the fact that my mother is probably listening to this is scaring me. So I know you'll get uncomfortable with the gay part, but regardless that it's gay, this is an odd story for no matter gay or straight. Okay. So one time I met a fella.
Jesus, hold on a second.
You didn't live in Nantucket? No, I'm kidding.
It was really,
let me just
exactly.
breathe a little.
It was met at a bar, exchanged numbers. That's
a bar or church?
A bar.
Okay.
I'm Jewish.
Okay.
So
the bank.
My lawyer's off.
Yeah. Isn't Venmo
office.
A Jewish dating app?
No, that's
is
funny.
That a good
no,
joke?
That's really great.
All right,
sure.
All right yeah.
We agreed to go out. And so he picked me up. We barely had talked, right? So he picked me up and he said, oh, I know this party we should go to. And I was like, all right. So we're driving and we go to like, what's that? It starts with a C. It's like in the middle of nowhere.
Copacabana?
Cahuenga?
It's like in the valley-ish.
Calabasas?
No.
Calabastard?
Calabasas would be nice. This is the opposite of that. Whatever it was.
Okay.
Whatever it was. Like chlamydia, but it's not chlamydia.
I don't know.
Anyway, so we go there. It's really strange. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of odd. And he's like, yeah, it's my friend's house party. We go to the house party and he's like, we're walking up and he's like, all right, I should probably tell you that this is an orgy.
Ooh.
And
whoa.
I was like, what?
Whoop, whoop.
And I was like, you know, I'm someone who's A, open-minded, but B, incredibly
Jewish.
Self-conscious, yes, and, which is very Jewish. And so I was like, what? And he was, this is my ride. And this was actually a couple years ago before Uber.
Both,
like,
in
really,
both ways, right? Both ways. Yeah.
So I was like, all right, when in Rome or when in wherever I was.
Camarillo?
No, it's still not. Anyway, I'll figure it out.
All right.
So we go in and I was shocked that this happens and that there were that many good looking guys. To be honest, there were a lot of good looking guys.
Hello.
But the second the door opens, he drops me like a bad habit. He's off of me. And he's like, all right, have fun. Right. Like, let's go have fun. And I'm just too neurotic.
You don't know anybody there.
And too Jew. I don't know anybody. Don't know anyone. I'm too neurotic and too Jewish and too self-conscious to do anything.
And no one was wearing like Tom Cruise masks.
No,
it wasn't
no
mask. It was just like,
no mask.
On.
It was very open. A lot.
Right.
Just everyone was naked. And,
are people just standing around? Like doing what? Like,
they're not standing.
They're not standing. There's all sorts of things on couches.
These
and there was a bed and there was porn horn playing. Oh. Yes. And so I was like, I'm just going to stand like at the bar, you know, there was a little bar and just stand by myself. And so literally like who goes to an orgy and says, I'm going to go an orgy, but I'm just going to stand there and just watch the whole thing. Really?
Well, there are voyeurs that like really just completely want to watch.
And so I was like, there's this sweet guy who I was not into at all, but he came over and he tried to like, you know,
it was like going to be a courtesy fuck.
Well, he was trying to bring me into it, but I was not into him. And I just like panicked. I was like, go away. I was like, back off. Right.
Jesus.
Anyway. So I decide maybe I should partake a little, by which I meant the next person that came up to me, I would see where it goes. Right. I wasn't jumping into the group. So this guy comes up to me and this is a couple years ago. And I forgot that I was on TMZ at the time because I was on TMZ this time. It didn't even faze me, you know, like because I was on the show
for
6 years.
You're a celebrity. I mean, people know who you are.
People know who I am. It didn't even faze me that someone at an orgy would know who I was. So this guy comes up to me and he says, I got to tell you, I'm a big fan. And I was like, what? And he's like, you're on TMZ, right? And I was like, yeah. He's like, can I blow you? And I was like, all right.
Wow.
So I was like, all right.
He said, all right.
He was cute. So he's blowing me. And in the middle of the blow, he goes up and he goes, what's Harvey really like?
I knew you were going to say that.
And he goes, what's in his cup?
No.
And like, do you know the Kardashians? This is as it's
probably little boys are in his cup.
This is as it's happening. It was so bizarre because
you're like, shut up and put your mouth back to work.
Wow.
That's true. Pretty much. He kind of continued and then it didn't happen. And I left because I felt so uncomfortable. I felt self-conscious. This is what I didn't realize. Also, it is a small town.
Oh yeah.
I have seen four guys from this orgy. One at the gym. One was at trivia.
Wow.
When we go to trivia, bar pub trivia. One was at the Chateau Marmont, is a waiter at the Chateau Marmont.
Ooh, nice.
And I look at these people and I'm like, I know them.
And they know your penis.
And then I was like,
and what it looks like.
Holy shit, I know them from the orgy. And I'm like, what do I do? And so we were actually trivia. We go to trivia some nights and there was a guy there and he wasn't there that night. And I was like, well, what do I do? Like, cause he was actually kind of cute and he was one of the few that I would have like talk to and like, I don't know, you don't exchange numbers or
rather
something.
Rather than just letting that one guy blow you. Right.
It's 5 minutes,
right.
Bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
No. And he tried to make his story longer.
No. Well, this is true.
And
quick, I sent him a drink because I thought that was the right, like fun
move
thing to do.
When?
This was at a trivia.
Okay. When you saw him.
Pay attention.
It's a blowjob guy.
Yeah. No, this is a different guy. This is a different guy.
He checked out this
completely. This is the story.
I can only take so much of this.
Anyway, the guy accepted the drink, but, didn't really pay me any attention. So
back to normal.
So what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, I think the moral of the story is if you're going to go for it. If you're not into it, don't do it. Like, cause I felt like I was Larry David at an orgy, which was like very much like, oh my God, what am I doing here? And I'm overthinking everything. And I kind of wish I didn't do that, but that's who I am, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. That's my point of view. And remember if you're on television or not.
Right.
Cause he could have taken like, not that I,
well now, but I mean, anyone can break out their phone and
exactly.
And make it all see your schlong.
Exactly. Well, everyone's seen it anyway.
I mean, later.
It's still
later.
Early in the podcast.
That's
all right.
True.
So that
it's
is my
true.
Story.
True.
Good one.
Okay.
I liked it.
I'm like, I'm a little, like,
you're nervous. I can tell you're shaking
nervous.
Up.
Well, he gets nervous around women. Except for his mother. I'm trying to think.
Way more nervous around my mother.
I was going to say, Jewish moms scare me.
Oh, completely. Definitely. Yeah.
So you have some stories.
I have two stories. I'm trying to think. One, I feel like could kind of trump that when it's a little seedy. And the other one is...
I just went pretty seedy, no pun intended.
Okay. All right. I'll tell this story. So I as a comedian, you travel to different places, do different shows. So I was booked to do some shows in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri one time, which is rural. It's rural. It's like a summer getaway place for people in the Midwest.
It's a town or it's a lake?
It's a lake. And then the town is called Lake of the Ozarks.
Wow. Okay.
So I show up there to the hotel we're supposed to go to, and it's me and the other comedian and who happens to be a male as well. So we're standing there and the guy at the counter, and I'd been there 2 years in a row. And I remember a woman working the counter as a man at the counter, kind of an older guy and mustache and a little bit yellow from the mustache from smoking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like that Midwestern granddaddy, you know,
yellow.
So he's like, what bracelet do you want? Boys only, girls only, or boys and girls only? And I was like, What?
Like, where am I?
Yeah, where am I? You know,
Lake and I'm like, the Ozarks.
We're the comedians, and he's like, he starts looking at some documents, and he's like, I don't see comedians on here. Are y'all going on after the bingo? That's what he said, and I'm like, we're not working. And he's like, finally, come to this is a swingers convention. Had rented out this hotel for the weekend, and like completely taking it over. So we have to sit there. They're like, we don't even know if we can allow you to stay. You know, it's only everybody within our chapter. You know.
But wait, so you were booked as a comedian, but not for that.
Not at the hotel and not for that.
Right, right.
Just in town.
Okay. Gotcha.
So
he's a comedian swinger.
See, there we go.
His dick is so funny.
dick of the Ozarks.
So finally they're like, okay, you guys can stay, but you can't go to any of the events, right? We're like, okay, that's
it's like
fine.
Sitting at the kid table.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you sit at the kid table. So we get back after the show the first night and I press the elevator opens, and it literally it has become just like this fuck box that is just moving in within the walls.
Nice.
And there's people, there's just like
all sorts of
just
shapes
drastic.
And sizes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Oh, there's things that's drastic. Yeah. And these people are not
attractive.
Yeah. I mean, this is Lake of the Ozarks. Yeah, I'm not expecting.
This is
LA quality.
Oh, yeah. And so anyway, the next morning, one of the guys is like, hey man, if you guys want to come and MC the bingo tonight, we'll let y'all do that. You know,
I love that.
We're letting you in.
We're letting you in a little bit.
A swingers party has bingo.
So, dude.
Wow.
That is.
They know how to party.
That is something. Else.
That's like complete opposite ends. We're going to swing, but we're also going to play bingo.
Okay. And shuffleboard.
And knit some sweaters.
So we get down there and it's actually called Swingo, right? That's their thing.
Oh God.
And it's, and like.
Oh, 69.
Yes. And there's a huge thing on the floor where if you get a number called, you have to go to that space, right?
Okay.
So it ends up being like this huge board. And eventually like halfway through the game, like somebody started getting a blowjob from some lady.
Right. Okay.
There's people smoking at the same time as they're blowing each other.
They're and, smoking and blowing. That's impossible.
But not there. Not in the Midwest. All right, it isn't. It's very, very agile people.
All right.
You know? And then finally this, like in one corner of the board, like we're just calling out numbers. Like, you can't even believe what's going on. One corner of the board, this black guy had really started to just kind of take control of the board.
Okay.
And
because he had the biggest dick in the room.
I mean, he's using his dick the most, right. More than others.
He had a line of bingo just
right, yeah.
From
right.
And I'm like, right. I-60, you know, nobody's even paying attention anymore. People are just like jerking each other off and just
nice.
Like one lady is violently jerking off a man who I think was passed out or dead, like was not awake, violently jerking this man off. And I mean, these people were up in their 50s, 60s. And then apparently this black guy was doing love to some woman.
Doing love.
And so a fist fight breaks out downstairs. And that's when me and the my co-host, this young fella, who he must have only been probably 22, we left the scene.
That's 4 minutes, but go on.
So that's my swinger story. That's,
okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. End of the story. Interesting. Funny.
So,
definitely
okay.
Atmospheric.
Yeah. I
so
mean,
I dabbled a little, but I didn't go in.
You didn't go in. There was no fisting. It was just a fist fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a fist fight.
And by the way, you said dabbled. You know, when you have bingo, you dab the thing.
Oh. I know what I'm doing.
Now I see why you guys work in an attic. I'm getting.
Oh, this is
I'm
the Anne Frank
it.
Room at the Improv.
Whatever.
All right, you got to pick a winner of that round.
You know, I'm going to pick Matt.
Jesus
only
Christ.
Because. Mm-mm. He was way more nervous telling his story because he knows his mom was going to hear it, and he That's was shaking. Mm-hmm. And your story was just like, yeah, whatever. There's this black guy.
It's another story on the road.
You know? You weren't nervous enough. So I'm going with Matt because he's going to have a lot of repercussions for this.
Okay. I will take that.
I respect that. I think that's the best.
That's not what I didn't say. I will take that at the party.
No, you didn't.
But I will take that right now.
That's
right.
The best ruling that I've heard, actually.
Yeah, that's a really good ruling.
I mean, yes.
And now we move on to round two, which is our interview segment. And this is when you are in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Fun.
So we just opened up.
But haven't you spent most of your life in the hot seat, it seems
Pretty
like?
Much.
At least
I'm
the past
a middle
decade.
Child, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you love it? Do you, like, kind of crave that?
Mischievous. I mean, I've always been mischievous. You know, middle children, you have to kind of, like, you're not the baby, you're not the oldest. So, you know, I had to torture my sister and brother when we were growing up and had to find some fun. And fun usually meant trouble for me.
Yes. Yeah.
And my poor parents. And, you know, it went on into adulthood. So here I am, still being mischievous.
Harvey over at TMZ used to call me the shit stirrer.
Really?
So I think that
Harvey at TMZ or the guys at the party?
Funny.
That was all of them, by the way.
There we go. Would you consider yourself a shitster?
I don't think I'm a shitster, but I definitely am combative and argumentative, and people know that, and they have my number, and right. I need to change my number, but I don't know how. I'm like, all right, they got me, and here's your reaction.
So you don't try to start shit just to start shit. It's stuff that's either come your way, or you're genuinely like, just speak
I get
what's
pissed
on your
and
mind.
I fight back. You know? I'm not one to keep anything in. And I wish I had that. Everyone's like, you know, you should really think before you speak. I'm like, oh no, really? I mean, that would be amazing. But at this point, I mean, I'm however years old, I hate the F word, but it's not happening.
I don't have
I'm
that
not changing.
Skill.
Yeah. You like it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know, but embrace it. That's good. You know,
I'm good. I'm fine with it. It's everyone else that has a problem with it.
Good
I don't
point.
Give a fuck.
Exactly.
Well, what about an instigator? Would you accept that word?
You know, you could put a lot of labels on me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it depends on if you're talking about on Housewives and TV. Yes, that can be me at times because I want to go the fuck home. Like we've been sitting there filming and no one's doing anything. Right. And I'm like, you know what? Remember when you said how horrible Kyle was? All right, let's get the party started because mama wants to go home.
That's some shit staring girl.
So, yeah, okay. Maybe.
So a lot of times you're trying to move the show along.
Yeah. I mean, and not in the beginning. In the beginning, they came for me hard and it was just easy. In the end, I think that everyone was just pretending to be so perfect and it became so monotonous and boring that I was like, you guys, like we need a paycheck, like do fucking something because I don't want to hear about menopause anymore. Like, honestly, like
they didn't
air it, but we had a whole 2-hour bus ride to Santa Barbara talking about fucking menopause.
Jesus.
And I'm like, where's the wine? Where's the wine? Because I am not there yet.
I'm about to rip my cunt hair out. This is a horrible conversation.
I was like, oh my God, this is not what I want to be talking about right now.
Yeah. Well, I was telling her before you came in here, Theo, that of all the people we've had, I have gotten, especially from the TMZ crew or people, more questions for Brandi Glanville than anybody that we've had. So much so that I've had to divide it into categories.
Ooh, wow. Nice.
Like, there's housewives.
Right.
There's Donald Trump.
Okay.
There's Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
There's Khloe Kardashian. There's a lot of stuff to touch on.
Right.
But I've got lots to dive into.
I'm ready.
I'm going to start here. I'm going to ask this question. So you appeared on Cocktails with Khloe.
Yeah. So you're going there.
Is Khloe your favorite Kardashian?
She's always been my favorite Kardashian. She's so real and her body is on right now. Like she looks sick. She looks beautiful, not sick in a bad way, but
she's on point
stunning.
Right now. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And she's real. Like she wasn't faking it. When the cameras went down, we were having great conversation and I actually, like she didn't even flinch. I grabbed her crotch at one point, like fully just put my hand up there. And she's like, she didn't even move. And we were taking pictures. I'm like, she's like, do you guys see where Brandi's hand is? And I was like, well, I was stoned and I was drinking. And I was like, well, you said you'd never been with the girl. I'm giving you a first little love.
There you go.
Wow.
That's a start. Yeah. And was she wearing under things?
She had one of her jumpers on, like the long, call it? A bodysuit. So,
bodysuit.
But it was nice.
There
body
you go.
Suit.
Have you spent time with her or the Kardashians before?
No, I mean, I've met Khloe before.
Yeah.
I met her friend Malika as well, but I haven't, I don't like hang in Calabasas with them. Mm-hmm. They do live by my ex-husband, but
that's true.
I know
where
they live. I do not go to their house.
Gotcha. Do you ever drive by your ex-husband's house just to kind of see what's going on?
No, first of all, I am not allowed in the gates without calling first.
Right.
But I could because my friends live in there, so I could get in the gates, but I go to his house all the time to drop the kids off.
Right.
So
yeah.
I know what's going on.
Right.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Well, before we move on for
nothing.
Oh God, I can't wait to dive into that topic. But while we're on Khloe real quick, as someone who has seen their, relationships played out in public and different things, like right now she, you know, with Lamar and she's, I don't know, James Harden, she was out with French Montana.
Right.
What do you think about that? Like, do you think that's a bad move to have your relationship out in public in that way? Or do you think she's just cool and she is who she is and who gives a shit?
Well, I don't think she has any other choice. I mean, if she tried, if she would try to hide it, they would come out anyway. And then it would be this whole secret. I mean, they live their life in the public eye you know, for better or for worse. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for her. And we were talking about this because everyone's like, I can't believe you're moving on and Lamar's getting better. She's like, yeah, but we're not together.
Right.
And that's the point. Like, this whole Lamar thing doesn't define who Chloe is.
Yeah.
She's still Chloe from the block. She grew up and she's got the money and she can do whatever the fuck she wants. She did the right thing, helped this guy get better. And guess what? She's single. She's allowed to date. And if it's ex-boyfriends or whoever it is, if it's girls, if it's me, right. It doesn't matter. Like, I think that she's catching a lot of flack from people for not being by Lamar's side after she saved him from the bunny ranch.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, come fucking on.
Do you think that they would get back together, or do you didn't get that vibe from her from that?
No, I mean, from what I felt like she was getting a lot of flack from people for dating James Harsden at the time, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
At the time, because everyone's like, you're still married.
Right.
Yeah. But divorces take a long time. Yeah. My divorce took 2.5 years, like a month after he moved in with someone else I was dating. So yeah. I guess, yeah. You know, you just have to roll with it.
But I know a lot of people are also, I mean, they want them to get back together for whatever that fairy tale is. And as someone who has talked to her, whatever, did you gauge that at all? Like, can you see that happening, or you don't think it's going to happen?
You know, I mean, no, as a fan of the show and having watched it on the show, I mean, there's part of me that wishes that, you know, I think they're supposed to be together.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm sorry. It seems like a really unhealthy relationship for her. And she's young and she's beautiful and she's at her best right now. And I don't think it's the best thing for her. And I think she should just move the fuck on.
Yeah. He seems obviously like not worth it.
I don't know. I've never met him, but he's an addict. You can't. Yeah,
completely. I've seen him outside of clubs. Like, I remember when they were dating, I had a date outside of a club and he was hitting on her after, as we're walking. I mean, just like blatant, like, yeah, I don't know. The guy just seemed, I mean, yeah, he's a dude, but I mean, as a married man, I mean, I don't think so.
It's just, it's a lot on her plate. She's too young. She needs to focus and find somebody healthy.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Which could be you, apparently. Yeah.
I know.
Huh? You're apparently interesting.
She's like, I've never been with a girl. And we were talking about threesomes and things. And then I smoked pot with Snoop. And then I was high as a mofo because I don't really smoke pot anymore. And so then I felt her up. I'm like, this, here you go.
Now wow. I think that's a good, and you got high with Snoop again afterwards. Is that right?
No, just at the, you didn't see it because but Snoop's my friend now.
Right.
Like, we're pals.
That's cool.
That's so cool.
And did you feel like did Chloe and them try to push you towards like dating brothers or anything like that? You feel like?
No, I don't think, you know, I've dated two black guys in the past.
Wow.
So it's not like someone's forcing you to do heroin.
Right.
It's your attracted to. I've dated Jewish guys. I've dated black guys.
Score.
I love my Jews.
Yay.
Never an Asian, but that's, I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm not opposed to it. I, you know, I'm attracted to who I'm attracted
to. How about
at the time.
Women? Have you dated a woman?
I haven't dated women. I've been with women, but there's always been a man involved, except for maybe once.
Would you?
I mean, if I felt that way, yeah, but I haven't. You know, I like dick.
But do you feel like...
Me too.
I know.
Stop, guys. Have you ever made love to a gay man?
I've never made love to a gay man, but I'm in love with a gay man.
You are?
He's my soulmate. He lives with me.
Oh.
And we complete each other in every other way. My children love him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not attracted to him. We've never even snuggled. I don't want to.
Right.
I'm in love with his soul.
Yeah.
And we are in love with each other. So we really only need other people for sex.
Right.
Fair enough.
So that's it.
Are you dating anybody now? I was reading some stuff and I saw the name Kalem mentioned here and there, but are you dating anyone now?
Well, I just finished a show for E called Famously Single.
That's right.
And it's a show about finding love. And, you know, we were supposed to be finding love with not the people within the house. But, you know, I don't know how much I can talk about it because it doesn't air until April.
Right.
But there is definitely romance in the air for sure.
You broke that rule.
I mean, I think we
She's
all.
She's a rule breaker.
I don't know. You know me. I am a rule breaker. You know, there is romance in the air for me, but it's difficult when you like or are attracted to somebody that may or may not be good for you and may live in another country.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That's a good point.
Like Africa?
Or the UK?
Okay. Yeah. Like
just
Africa.
Checking.
He thinks Africa is a country, by the way.
It's a continent, I think.
But, oh, God.
But my bad. I see what you're saying because, I mean, he might not be right for you.
Well, you know, I mean, I literally...
He's a very handsome fellow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, aren't they all? I like the wrong guys for me. My picker's off. I pick the hot, cute actor.
Me too.
In the room, I know. And then you gotta end up getting hurt and it is what it is. But luckily, you'll have to watch it all play out. And I have feelings for this person.
Wow. Still to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Famously single.
Yeah.
And it's Valentine's Day coming up.
I know.
So do you have that?
Are you going to have a Valentine's something?
I am. I have my boys this weekend and this week. And they were up all night last night. Both were sick. It's like a nightmare. But I actually just texted my friend Yolanda, who, as you know, is getting divorced. And I said, do you want us to bring dinner over on Sunday? So I haven't heard back yet, but I'm having dinner with my kids.
Yeah. That's a good Valentine's. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, speaking of Yolanda, who is getting divorced, did you see that coming?
No, I didn't. I really
honestly,
didn't. I honestly didn't. I was shocked. And I was shocked at the timing that they announced it. And it hurts me because I love them both. And they've been so good to me. And like to this day, they text my dad to see how he's feeling. Yeah. And it's just, it's hard, you know? They're both great people. Yeah. It just didn't work out.
Do you think the show had anything to do with that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to, you know, right, Yolanda, she confides in me and I've never talked about it other than to defend her and David. And so I'm not going to start now.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. And you were also very staunch defender of hers when everybody is now accusing her of faking this disease as well as her kids.
Yeah.
Faking the disease. What do you,
I thought that she had faked. I mean, I honestly thought that.
Are you insane?
I don't know if I am or not, but I'm just being honest with what I thought. Yeah. I thought that it was fictional. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anyone goes and has, you know, their implants taken out and she has giant scars on her arms. She has a giant scar across her neck now. She's constantly looking to feel better. I mean, I've been with her when the cameras were off and the girls were gone and she couldn't get out of bed. I mean, this is not something she wants. She was worried about not being sexy for her husband on their anniversary. So I'm helping her put on lingerie. She was worried and wanting to be at Gigi's first fashion show. And this sucks.
Right.
Mm. And, you know, I saw her new place the other day. It's hard. Wow. She doesn't want to sit around in a robe 18 hours a day. And I'm like, well, maybe we get outside and get some vitamin D. She takes 10 steps and, you know, she has to lay down. And then other times she can go all day. It's not something you fake because, I mean, you could, I guess,
there are sick people who do that.
But you'd have, regardless, to the extremes that she's gone to and getting dental work taken out and breast implants taken out and flying all over the world trying to find treatments, I 100% know this is real.
Yeah.
And the other women are only around her when the show is on. They really don't give a fuck. And they're looking for a storyline. And Kim's gone. I'm gone. So they're going after the weakest link. Right. And she's easy target right now.
Right.
And do you feel like that having been associated with the show and being on the show and off the show, that it makes all of the things in your life that are real seem like they're at that point just for publicity, even if it's something real that happens in your life?
Is it hard to decipher?
Yeah, I don't really know that I understand. I mean,
for example, like Yolanda, right. When I heard that, I felt like, I mean, as a fan of the show and just as an average viewer.
Average, emphasis on average.
Yeah, very, very
important. This is some type of a thing she's creating, a stunt. Seem like most things in your life, you worry that they appear that way to other people, to fans, to the rest of the world after having been involved in so many storylines via the show?
No, I don't really give a fuck. I mean, my life is my life. Shit happens every day. My life is a reality show. The shit that happens in my life every single day is crazy.
And literally, were you at the hospital or something today or yesterday?
my son had he had an allergic reaction. He goes into anaphylactic shock for no reason. And it's very scary. And then two nights ago, my uncle passed away. Yeah. And, you know, it's every day there's something. And I do find myself looking over my shoulder going, where the fuck are the cameras? Because this is not happening right now.
right.
But I don't really put too much emphasis on what other people think. And when there is backlash on social media or on the news or whatever, I tend to go on Twitter and tell them to fuck off.
Nice.
And so that's it. You know, people, when they come up to me, they think they know me, and they know me like I know Chloe and Lamar from the TV show.
Right.
So that's it. They don't really know me, and they don't know that, you know, I'm going home and picking up dog shit and wiping asses and putting food on the they know the drunk fun Brandy on TV.
Right. Exactly.
So, I have a question with famously single. Like, so do you get hit on by a lot of famous guys?
Not anymore.
Really?
No,
Why not anymore?
Well, because I have a big mouth.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that could be an advantage for them.
I know. Well, I mean, it was until
she dated two brothers.
A platform, right. Yes, exactly. No, because once I got on Housewives, it's kind of like actors and reality stars. They don't, you can't really mix.
Like a stigma of some sort.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that crazy bitch from, you know, and she might talk, God forbid.
Right.
So no, I was dating actors a lot between, you know, my divorce and getting on reality television. And then I opened my big mouth about one of the guys I slept with. And since then, it's been like crickets for actors. Wow. Well, known actors, like the unknown actors all hit on me.
Right.
Because they all want to be on TV.
Right.
So it's, you know.
And what about a lot of like athletes, maybe like a lot of brothers sliding into your DMs? What about that?
Into your DMs?
I've dated a few athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah. A hockey player. One basketball player. You know what? They all cheat. That's all I can say. They really all cheat. And it's too... I pick the wrong guys. They're hot and they're great and they're good in bed, and they're good in bed for a lot of people.
Right, right.
But so, you don't have a problem though of knowing if a man's married, sleeping with that man.
I absolutely have a problem. I've never slept with a married man and I've never cheated on anyone. Mm.
Good. Exactly.
Wow.
No.
Who?
That's pretty cool. I mean, because I feel like that gives you a podium from which to speak, you know? I mean, I think it does.
I would never do that.
I mean, these days, especially out here.
Who has been the best celebrity in bed? Can you say?
I mean, I think my ex-husband was probably for me because I was in love at the time. And I think when you're in love and sex, it's like, it just makes it more powerful.
Yeah. Oh, regular sex is just a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. It's so stupid. It's so dumb.
Sober sex is for children.
That's intense. Sober sex is intense.
Yeah.
That's for the kids. I think it's for young people.
Yeah. No, I think it's more intense. Like when you're drunk, you can have sex with anyone and you can pretend it's someone else.
Yeah.
When you're sober, you're like, oh, that's you. Hi.
Who do you pretend it is usually?
I mean, it just depends on my mood. I don't know.
Is there anybody you could tell us that we didn't know that you've
I mean, you guys are
dated?
TMZ. You already know everyone I've dated. So
no, what about Dennis Quaid though?
I've never dated Dennis Quaid.
Okay.
I dated David Schwimmer a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of all going back to the Kardashians
OJ. I know, right? It's we're all, you know, 6 degrees of separation.
Did you ever date OJ?
Yeah, we totally, he killed me.
He killed my pussy.
David Schwimmer. That's interesting. Was he cool? I've heard he's cool.
He was cool. I mean, it was like at the height of Friends and I had just moved to LA. So it was cool because he was a celebrity and it was like cool to get in, like, you know, to every club and people like moving for you.
Did you find him sexy?
At the time, I did, you know, because he was on TV.
Right.
Yeah. You know, anyone on TV, they become more attractive
than they are.
I know.
I'm the same way, and I don't understand why
you
that is.
You got a BJ. after all.
That's a great
point,
actually.
That's just one
actually.
Of the things I've done. Well, that's funny because one of the things I was going to ask is, do you talk to Faye?
No, why would I ever fucking talk to Faye?
No desire.
No.
My old roommate used to date Faye for a long time, actually.
Well, I'm just very curious what in this, because with the OJ thing and with this OJ show that being so popular now and, you know, people being like Chris and Faye and Kyle, like everybody kind of being involved in it. Have you heard anything from that community of what they think about this show or how
No, I mean, not at all. I have no idea. I saw Faye recently at a Monty's wake or something. And she was acting like a 12-year-old whispering to a friend, like looking me up and down, like you really, somebody just died. Say hello.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but she couldn't. So I don't know what, you know, they're all, I just feel like this OJ thing, like making this resurgence. It's amazing acting, true. But it's,
it's morbid. I find it interesting because there's a lot I did not know about.
It's true.
It's blowing me away that all this evidence and stuff was there and it still went the way it is.
You ain't getting blown.
And what crazy to me is that the premiere was in Westwood, which is so close to where the crime happened.
Yeah. Right?
That almost seems like wrong.
It does, but I mean, they're exploiting the whole thing anyway, so that's part of the
gummy territory.
That was I bet it was probably a mile, maybe a little over a mile.
Where it's from?
From where it happened and where the premiere was.
Absolutely. So, all right. So you don't know anything.
I don't.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. So I know you've talked in the past about getting like different types of plastic surgery and this and that. And what procedure out there looms next, if any, like on your bucket list?
I think
you look nice, actually. How's she going to look? Because I've always thought that you were the most attractive housewife.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
Outside of Andy. And I know he's like the wrangler of the housewives.
Right, of course.
Is there one, I know you're open about it. Is there like a looming procedure? Like that's my big thing. No,
you know what? I think that I don't want to cut like my face. I mean, I haven't done anything to my face. I've had injections and whatnot, but I've had my boobs done and my vagina shite and I've talked about it. I think that it's not plastic surgery, but like after you've had kids, like if you sneeze or you jump up and down, you pee a little bit, there's a surgery that makes you not pee.
Huh.
What? So I was thinking about that.
I did not know that happened.
Yeah.
Is this like a daily thing? Like this happens?
I mean, it's when you've had kids, your urethra it's not like the vagina tightened is great, but it doesn't do anything for the other part. So
it's loosened up a little. Now, if you do a cartwheel, will it drip out a little?
I'm sorry?
Like if you do like a cartwheel, will it kind of, is that what I'm talking about?
No, it's more like.
It's probably like a spasm of the muscles or whatever.
I mean, I could run a sprint and it wouldn't happen. It's just a weird, I can't really explain it, but it happens to all my girlfriends that have had kids. And so I was at the hospital visiting my friend having a kid and this doctor told me about this new thing and she just puts a netting there and you don't ever pee again when you don't want to.
Wow.
And I was like, maybe.
All right. Well, it is an inconvenience.
Like a dream catcher for urine.
I'm going back to Housewives real quick. What's your status of your relationship with Kim and how is she doing these days?
Kim is great. I just saw her. She is sober day by day. She is doing really well. I mean, I thought after Monty passed, it would be maybe,
pushing a different direction.
I didn't know what to expect, but she's doing really well.
Do you find that you have to, because I know you like to drink, you have a wine label and all that. Do you find that you have to change your behavior being around her now?
No, you know, because I feel like if you want to be sober and you can't handle being around someone who drinks, then don't do it. Mm. I mean, I don't remember the last time I drank at the wake.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't, you know, maybe I shouldn't drink around her, but I still do.
Do you think she'll stay sober?
I hope she will, but she doesn't even know if she will. She really at this point is saying it's day by day and I'm not going to make any promises to anyone else. And I think that is what she should have said the whole time.
And so what can you do as a friend to help her along?
Just be there and listen to her. And if she falls off the wagon, help her out. Not judge.
Yeah. Very, very important.
If she fell off the wagon and was like, I'm going to go outside and have a drink, would you meet her for one?
Hell no.
I'm no.
I would. No, of course not.
I mean, listen, you know, I'm not going to push her over the edge, but I mean, the times that she's gotten in trouble, I was nowhere to be found. I don't want her drinking.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want her doing anything.
Cause you see the negative.
Right. But it's not up to me.
Right.
And it's up to her.
I did read, is she doing another reality show though?
She did do a reality show with her daughter.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I think that she, you know, we all have to pay the bills.
Yeah.
You know, it comes down to it and.
At a certain point, what's off limits though? Because I feel like if she's going through like sobriety and really trying to deal with that and really battling that demon, which
has never been off limits. I mean, it's been on Housewives for six years. I mean, that's all anyone's talked about.
Right.
And that's all they continue to talk about. So why not exploit that and go on a show about therapy?
Because the pressure of being on a show or whatnot may add to the desire to drink.
Or maybe. It may make you more accountable because you can't hide away and drink alone.
Very good point. Now let's move to Lisa Vanderkuy.
I have one more question. Do you trust any of the housewives? Really trust them?
I 100% trust Yolanda. I mean, we know things about the other housewives that we would never say. And we've taken bullets for certain people And it's, we just look at each other like, we're not here to ruin lives. But she is the only one I 100% trust. I trust Kim when she's sober, but I don't know what's going to happen when she's not sober. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So that takes me to Lisa Vanderkunt, which is the best nickname that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Is someone on social media asked, is your friendship with her salvageable at all?
No, it's not.
No.
Unfortunately, you know, I can't really talk about the lawsuit. So I know if you have questions, I can't. My lawyer said no, but she is lying within the lawsuit, and there would not be a lawsuit if she was telling the truth. And I spent almost $100,000. So I don't think I can forgive her for lying.
But she was like kind of a mentorish to you a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
she
do you
was.
Miss that relationship, or are you like,
you know, it was an exhausting relationship. It was one of those things where her life is the show.
Yeah.
And it was like, let's go to dinner and we'll talk about the show and the plan for the show and what we're going to do next time and how we're going to get this. And then I was like, okay, I want to go meet cute boys and I don't want to talk about the show anymore. And I have kids and I have another life. And, you know, the show is basically her child.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, cause her kids are grown and I have little kids and I have a life outside of the show.
Right.
So it was a little exhausting. You know, was she fun at times? Absolutely. And do I think she's beautiful and intoxicating with all of her, you know, her diamonds and everything? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But I see through it now.
Right.
Yeah.
And that leads me to my last housewife's question, which is, if you were asked, would you ever return?
You know, I say never say never. I'm very lucky to be doing something else right now. And having just finished Famously Single, I'm knocking on wood. I told Andy I would never leave the door. I mean, I would always leave the door open.
Yeah.
And, you know, the problem this year is none of the ladies want to shoot with me. Mm-hmm. And how do you move forward? You know, and I do miss the paycheck. I do think that Erica, the new girl, is amazing. I've only met her once. But I think, thank God they have her, because what a bore otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, never say never. I mean, it's been so good to me. It's been great, but it's also been hard.
But you don't pop up on this season, do you?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They talk about you.
Every fucking
all the
episode.
Time.
I know. It's really
so
unique.
Do pop. So what so can you're we there. Expect with your, when you pop in?
Well, I mean, you know, I shot a handful of times and I don't know what they're going to show and not show, but I'm pretty sure it's coming up within the next couple weeks.
Okay.
And, you know. I wanted to do this Brandy Fires back on my podcast, but I'm like, I can't because I said it on the show and I can't like prevent
that. Right, 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 right.
So,
but are we going to see the Brandy we know and love?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I wanted to follow up too on the rejuvenation surgery and the different, because there's other surgeries out there. I want to see if you would get a couple of these.
Okay.
A tongue patch.
What's that?
What is that?
That's where you get something put into your tongue where it makes it hard to eat solid foods. It makes it painful to chew them. So you only do liquids. So it helps you lose weight.
No, I'm naturally thin.
Right. No, I think
so
you look nice.
I'm good.
Ear pointing. Would you get your ears kind of like trimmed in a way so that they would kind of
like
get up like a boxer dog?
No.
Okay. Toe tuck. You got chubby under toes?
You know, I do have really bad bunions. They're really, my kids asked me why I had six toes and I mean, that's how bad my bunions are, but my friends that have gotten the surgery, they can't wear heels for like a year. And I live in heels. Like I do everything in heels. And even when I'm in pain, I love heels.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I want to fix that, but I might.
Is it tough to look at some of the houses? Cause there's a lot of plastic surgery on the show. Is it tough? Like Lisa Renoff to me feels like she's starting to look like Halle Berry. I feel like, is it tough to look at some of the like women and like, it feels like you're not even really talking to them anymore. Cause as a viewer, it feels like that sometimes.
I think that. You know, when you're on the show, there's almost a pressure to keep up. It's like keeping up with the fillers and Botox, and like you're overdoing it because everyone's overdoing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's been, so I've saved a lot of money since I've been off the show because I'm not doing that anymore. It's a lot, you know, but you know, they're all beautiful in person. I think it's, you know, when you watch yourself on TV, it's hard because you're your own worst critic and you're like, I see that wrinkle and you want to fix it. And then you realize you look crazy.
Right. Right.
So
well, it's also hard because they may be beautiful, but they're not all of them are beautiful inside. And so it brings out all the flaws even more.
Looks most trapped in their own face?
Trapped in their own face out of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I would say I would honestly say Lisa Vanderkunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only because like there's so much, I mean, filler and she, I don't even know if she can purse her lips.
Yeah.
Do you think that her husband might be gay?
No, Ken's not gay.
So don't even strike me like that.
No. He definitely is. He loves the ladies. Ken is not gay.
All right. I know we're getting close. So
a couple fan questions too. I have a few. You go.
I'll ask after.
Go.
I'm diving into Eddie and Leanne right now. And first off, I see that you are hanging with Dean.
Yeah. Dean and I, he was just in my podcast yesterday.
Dean is Leanne's ex-husband. So right. Is this because... Are you friendly or is this a jab?
No, we've always been friendly. You know, the things that we went through at the same time, we've always stayed in communication and confided in each other things that people have no idea. You know, he's been around the kids. I think, and I asked him yesterday because he's really quiet about it and I'm really outspoken. I think that I said, did you sign something? Did you have like a, you know, you couldn't talk kind of clause for a while? And he kind of was like, yeah, I did.
Fair enough.
You know, we had each other the whole time and we like always supported each other's projects, stayed in touch. Like when I was in New York and I was always go try to see him and he's cool as fuck. And I think when people hear the podcast, they'll see that he's a little naughtier than people think. He's very flirtatious and he's just, he's a really all around nice guy.
Is he married?
He's married.
I was going to say, would you, that would be like the ultimate.
We thought about it in the beginning. I'm not going to lie. We were like, well, might as well. But then we were going through so much pain.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think a few sexy pictures is the most that happened.
Yeah.
Ooh. But no, I think
can I see these pictures?
No, I mean, that's when I had a BlackBerry still. Long gone.
What is the status of your like relationship and the situation now with Eddie and Leanne? I know there was something where you said about her taking photos of the kids and putting on social media and all that sort of stuff. So where does it stand right now?
It's got to feel weird if since they're your children, that has to be a little strange.
Yeah, we're divorced. Yeah. I mean, that's it. We're doing our best to co-parent, you know, and sometimes like last night I had to get off the phone because we started a conversation about one of our children and then it started to get ugly and I'm like, I'm just going to hang up before this gets really bad because we'll go in on each other and that doesn't do anyone any good.
Right. And what are your feelings on her now? 7 whatever years later,
you know, God bless. I mean, my kids love her.
They do.
And that's all I care about. If they didn't like her, I'd be like in court trying to get them away from them, you know, but they care about her. And Jakey especially doesn't even remember, my 8-year-old doesn't remember Daddy and I being married because he was 2.
Wow.
So he only remembers Lee.
And he knows.
So he's like, did you ever go on a date with Daddy? I'm like, yeah, we went on a lot of dates.
Wow, that's so weird. But so I guess bizarre. That's real. I mean, that's what it is.
I almost feel like it's a blessing for him because my 6-year-old at the time remembers everything.
Yeah.
You know?
So do you ever have interactions with her now? Like when you drop off the kids or you just stay away?
Well, we are at soccer games together and things at school together. We mostly just say hi and that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do.
Do you ever worry like what the kids are going to be like when they come back from visiting there, like you're like that they're going to, I mean, do you kind of monitor kind of if they've picked up anything different?
No, you know, there's nothing that you can do. It's like I've had to do that serenity prayer where it's out of your control. Like there's nothing I can do about what happens on their time and 2 households, 2 sets of rules. I mean, in the beginning I was going crazy. 2 households, 2 sets of rules. Yeah. I'm definitely a little more strict, but there's one of me and, you know, I feel like dads are always a little bit more like the fun one,
right?
Yeah. You know, so I kind of have to be the tough one, but I can also be the fun one. Right. I can hoverboard with them and do all the things they do.
Do you find her attractive?
I do. I think she's pretty. I think that it sucks that, you know, I really, really hate is when social media or magazines or anyone rips people apart for their looks.
Yes.
I don't think that's fair. Like for your character. Yes. But you will not find me doing that. I've never done it. And I think it's just mean and hateful. Yes. I mean, if you did something bad, I'd be like, you're a bad person.
Right.
But it's not okay.
Well, lastly, as someone who said that you have hooked up with women before, regardless of the situation with that, is she someone that would be your type?
No, I tend to like brunettes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was going to be my question, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say,
if you'd never known her at all or wasn't in part of your life, would you ask her out?
I don't ask girls out. Let's just be clear.
Well, would you just romantically end up on a sofa next to her somewhere?
I don't think, like I said, I like Latin-y brunette kind of girls.
Okay.
I want to ask, about Donald Trump since you were on The Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes.
Theo is team Donald Trump all the way.
I like Trump and Sanders. I like both of those guys.
I am not by any means, but does this, with everything that's going on and the stuff he says and whatnot, does this surprise you? And do you like him? And are you going to vote for him?
Okay. First of all, I like Donald Trump as a person. I think he's been amazing television to watch with, you know, in the political arena. I've never been entertained watching politics before.
Right.
I am a Democrat. I do not agree with a lot of the things he stands for. And it scares the shit out of me to have him near like that nuclear war button because he seems combative.
Yeah.
But having said that, I do think that the stuff that he's saying, like we've become way entirely too butthurt sensitive.
100%.
And I think that the shit that comes out of his mouth, as inappropriate as it is, I love that he refuses to apologize.
But I think that's what people are attracted to. The fact that he's saying it, not necessarily his views and whatnot, but the fact that he is saying it like,
but when push comes to shove, they're not going to sit there and put him in the White House and allow him to be doing this.
Let's
blow the fuck up out of. Let's blow ISIS in and everyone. Let's blow up the Middle East.
Like, this guy's going to vote for him.
I mean, there's a lot of people that are, but I will be voting for Hillary.
Do you have any relationship with him? Do you talk to him or
no? I mean, I really like him. Yeah. He's a good guy. He was so kind to me and so kind to everyone on the show. Actually,
so he's not a bad guy. Do you feel like that the public? I mean, obviously a lot of media like just attacks him like constantly. Like, I mean, they've almost created his campaign for him by getting his name out there.
No. Well, I mean, maybe yes, but he does a good job of getting his own name out there.
I mean, he's good at running his mouth.
Well, yes. I think that ultimately they don't take him seriously. And I think that because they're not taking him seriously, it's given him more of a platform.
Right.
Because everyone's talking shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like, he's just getting more attention. Right. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. He's like winning a state. He like New Hampshire or whatever. Like he's winning.
I know.
Yeah.
Did he ever hit on you?
No, not ever.
Would you ever?
No. You married men? No. And Melania is gorgeous. He did put me on the phone with Melania a couple of times and I'm like, hello, and her English isn't great.
Now, what about Melania, though? Would you holler at that?
I mean, if she wasn't married, she's a beautiful woman.
Oh, that cat looks warm,
I
baby.
Might even. No, actually, I wouldn't. Probably not.
A couple of fan questions really quick. Rebecca Smith wants to know, do the producers of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills make them change their personalities or try to get you to change your personalities over time? In the beginning, you seemed cool, she says, and then you seemed more vindictive or confrontational.
I don't think the producers do that. I think that there's a lot to do with editing. And I think that, you know, after you watch yourself on TV, you become a version of yourself.
Right.
So it's not anything. No one can make you change.
Right.
But you become, it's a job and you become this character of who you are. And in the beginning, it's so real. And then it becomes like we're making a show.
Yeah.
So
we know you have your podcast and your wine and I know that you are writing a column as well. But any plans for your own spinoff show? Lori Benham wants to know.
Well, I did just finish Famously Single.
Right.
So and Famously I am Single. Starting a production on a new show that's just my own.
Oh.
I can't really say much more about it, but it's really exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it? I guess you probably can't say.
I like the ink is very really dry. It's reality. It's reality based.
I do have a question too. And that is someone asked, you have been open about your financial stuff before.
Yeah.
Where are you now?
My finances?
Finances wise. And like,
I mean, they're good. I mean, I'm good. I take care of my family. I have a nice house that we lease. We don't own because when you're going through a lawsuit that has no ending in sight, you can't get a loan.
I mean, wow.
You can't. So I am in a position to buy something, but because of this lawsuit that I don't know when it will end, I have to continue leasing, but I've been very smart with my money. I'm very frugal. Other than my car, I had to have a nice car, but I'm like Jewish inside.
Yeah.
I am.
Well, I think you look good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I know that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but
it has nothing to do with
that out there, dude. Gotta throw that out there.
Thanks. I'll take it.
All right.
There we go. Well, you know what? I am wrapped up.
Are you?
All right. So ding and ding, end of round two.
Woo, we did it.
In round two, we have one last round. This is a very short round.
No, she's got to pick a winner of the round.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Oh, like who is the best? Like question asker?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think I won that round.
Wow. Really?
I mean, your questions are weak.
Yeah.
They're weak. So I feel like
my questions. I thought we went for the jugular on some of them, man.
I'm kidding. I just don't, I can't pick. No, that's okay.
I asked you if you would bang Leanne Rimes. I think that's a pretty ballsy question to ask.
Yeah, and then you turned her down, dude. Come on. Yeah.
I will go with you.
Yeah, my name's Theo. That's okay.
I'll go with Theo for that one.
That's okay. It's all right. I forget my own name sometimes.
Listen,
you know,
I'll remember your face forever. Your name, not so much.
At least you're not like Josh Flagg. He had no idea what our names were.
And
he
then when we called him on it, he said, "I don't care."
Yeah. He didn't even care.
Fair enough. I do want to ask. You know what? I do want to ask one last question, and that is, with your kids, with you being on the show, and a lot of like the lawsuit and the stuff with the divorce and whatnot, how do you feel about that? And are you overprotective of them, or do they know what's going on?
You know, they don't, I mean, they don't know. Yeah, you know what they do? They pretty much know everything. But they're so well-rounded and they ask amazing questions. And, you know, last night we had a conversation about hickeys and, you know, I love having that open dialogue that I had with my parents that I still have with my parents. I think it's important. And so there's no question that's off limits. And we talk about most things. And when Mason asked me about the lawsuit thing, and he was like, Fifth Amendment, they're like, right to step. I was like, all right. I mean, my kids have lived a life where they're used to paparazzi. That's their normal thing with their mom on me or with their dad. It's the same,
right?
Like they're getting, especially in Calabastard, I call it. You can't go out there because everyone lives out there. You go to this grocery store, there's paparazzi everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's so, true. You know, they're used to it. And I have to say they say, please, they say, thank you. They are as well-rounded as I can make them. And okay. They're good.
Good, 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 good. Mm. All right. So Theo, you won that round. Congratulations. Recall that I won the first round though.
That's
so it is tied up and it goes to the round three.
Call whatever you want. Okay.
All right, round three.
I know she's probably going to give you round three. She just buttered me up with round two.
Theo.
That's how ladies do it. Sometimes they just kind of get y'all fired up and
she loves her gaze.
I was about to say that same thing.
See, look,
I'm a gay man in a woman's body.
Gay mind reading. That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, my dad told me I had the heart of a lesbian when I was young. He said you got the heart of a lesbian.
My dad thought I was a lesbian for a long time and it really bothered him. I'm like, you like every gay boy sleeping on our couch in our neighborhood because they would get kicked out and my parents would take them in. Then he was worried that I was a lesbian.
Yeah.
I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, of course.
Do people think you're Gina Davis sometimes ever?
No, I've never gotten that, but I think she's pretty, so I'll take it.
Yeah, she's good.
How is your father?
My dad, you know, he's it's a struggle. It's good and it's bad. And he's, you know, he has AFib, which he's had a few heart surgeries. And he just had another procedure recently that put him back into sinus rhythm, which is what we want. So right now he's doing really well.
Okay, good. Good. Thank well, our asking. Prayers go out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have one last question. Have you ever dated a professional wrestler?
I have not. No, I have not. And I don't know that I want to.
Really?
I'm scared. Mm. No, I mean, they're hot. I had John Cena and all those. And
oh,
I didn't even know who John Cena was until I saw that movie with Mark Wahlberg, Daddy's Home.
Oh, yeah.
My kids are like, John Cena. I'm like, all right. And now I'm like, oh, John Cena.
All right. All right. So let's move to round three.
All right. Round three. We each have 30 seconds. Matt and I are going to take opposite sides of a debate topic. We're each going to throw our side out there. And then you can comment on how you feel about the topic if you'd like. And then you can pick a winner of the podcast.
What is the topic?
The topic is, with all of the plastic surgery on Real Housewives, how do you feel about human cloning? And are you for human cloning or against human cloning? I'm going to go first, and I am going to say that I am against human cloning. I've got 30 seconds. I'm against human cloning, Brandi Glanville, because I think like God made one of you to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that they made two sheeps a while back and everybody got
Dolly
fired up
or
about
Folly
it.
Or whoever. Sheep.
Yeah. Well, what sheep. People don't know is that all that sheep's hair fell out. And I actually think somebody kidnapped it or it died.
All right. Lovely.
So I just feel like, you know, there's supposed to be one of you. Imagine if there's two of you and then you're like, what if you're dying and the other one isn't, you're going to want to be that one. It's just, we're all just looking, basically staring in the eyes of Satan.
All right.
I believe that despite what you see on TV and movies about clones, like being evil or not, I honestly think there are so many benefits to what could happen of cloning. Granted, there's ethical issues, whatnot, but you can save people's lives by, you know, getting shrugging at me. That's not a good thing.
Cloning someone and killing them so that you could stay alive.
Well, no, I'm not saying it depends what the clone is, you know? And I do think that there are plenty of benefits to that. And by the way, I would love a fucking clone of me. That would be so cool. God.
That's amazing. So that's so narcissistic. He'd love a clone of himself.
He one that could actually go to orgies and have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. I need the stable, like, guy to go tell me how it is and report back.
You need, like, the good angel, bad angel. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
That wasn't really part of my argument, but that thing would be pretty cool. I always wanted a twin.
I didn't even call that an argument, what he had. I'm just bummed I didn't start out with a stronger story in the beginning because I had a good one and I just left it in the barrel.
I mean, you guys. So what I think about human cloning, and well, it is what it is. We can save lives with it. We can grow ears now and help people do all that shit. But it is creepy when you can, like, designer baby make and make two of them. I'm kind of like, I'm down the middle on this one. Is that Ross Perot? Was he like, was he, remember?
Old.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right. So I'm old on this one. I don't know. I agree with both of you. I think it's fucking creepy, but good can come from it. I have my cord stem cell stuff that I, you know, have in a bank when I have kids. So I get it, but I don't, first of all, the world cannot handle two of me. Like, let's just be clear. I mean, I can't.
So would you clone yourself though?
Hell no. I find enough trouble on my own. Could you imagine me wondering what my fucking clone was out there doing?
Wow. Like, starting fights with your clone. Yeah, right? I can see that.
Like, that wasn't me. That was my clone. I swear.
Oh my God. A Real Housewives version where it's just clones of one person.
Well, it's all kind Brandy's. Of like that already.
Yeah, you're right. It is kind of, it's morphed it's into that.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's, I guess.
Who wins? Me again. I can't pick because I agree with both of you.
Well, okay. So in that round, can you pick one of the entire podcast who would win based on whatever you want? If we can't narrow it down from round to round. And by the way, I wanted to ask, would you clone yourself? Yeah, he would.
He's a narcissist for sure. I was going
to. Even though that God don't want me to.
I would just so I have someone to talk to when I'm really depressed
and lonely.
Yeah.
This is pathetic. God, I really feel so sorry sad. For you guys.
I feel sorry for us.
I mean, you're both obviously single, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Desperately.
So,
I'm so lonely.
I mean, podcast wise, I'm just going to give it to Matt because I know his name better.
There you go. Hey.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Whatever puts me on top. No pun intended. There we go.
I wouldn't have guessed that you were on top.
Wow.
So, hello.
Oh.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're famously single.
It airs in April.
April.
Yes.
Okay.
And right now we're starting the new project, which I can talk about very soon.
Okay.
And what else?
You Housewives. Will be popping up
yes,
on the Housewives.
Housewives is coming up, I think, this month.
Are there any fights, like physical fights?
Oh, no, not for me.
Not from you. Okay.
Well, there is in Famously Single.
With you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And do we see any like tits or ass in it or what?
We're all rocking around kind of naked. They're with us 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Like it is what it is. Like you're going, you know, take a shower.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that doesn't faze you.
I mean, I'm a nudist. I grew up modeling and we're like backstage. We're all naked together getting dressed. So
you're a nudist.
Not a nudist, but okay. The human body doesn't bother me. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Coming up on Housewives and Famously Single and a new project. Anything
and
else?
My wine. Unfiltered Blonde. It just won a silver medal at the largest wine competition in the United States.
And this is
his third award.
It'll get you drunk. It'll give you split ends.
Speaking of alcohol, we are sponsored by Dobel Tequila.
Yeah.
Oh God, so I will die if I drink
If you want
tequila.
A bottle of tequila, that is for you.
I will take it for my housekeeper.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying too.
Okay, you have a housekeeper, then I don't need to worry about
so
you.
So you're doing okay.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
And your podcast.
Yes, my podcast and my books, Drinking and Tweeting and Drinking and Dating. I'm working on the third one. And the podcast, and I have a licensing deal where I have a barware coming out this summer.
Mm.
And things aren't horrible.
You're staying busy.
I'm staying busy.
Good for you. Working
thank
hard.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming and for giving me the rewarding me the podcast.
The winner of the podcast.
I will take it.
That's bullshit. But if you see our clones out and about, make sure to say hey to them as well.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
See you next time.
Thanks, Brady.